Okay, Chayvus Halvavus, Thursday night. Shar HaKniya. Perek HaSiri, the 10th Perek in Shar HaKniya. Omar, Chayvus Halvavus says, page Reish Yud Aleph, Perek HaSiri. Asher L'Toelas Ho'anova Binyani Olam Hazeh Olam Haba, Hem Shisha Dvorim. There are six benefits of developing this midah of kniya anova, shlosha mehem binyani olam hazeh, u'shlosha binyani olam haba. Asher binyani olam hazeh, the last line on page Reish Yud Aleph. Three benefits that are temporal, that give you pleasure and hanah, and are beneficial in olam hazeh. Ha'echad mehem is that the onov will be mistapek b'muat. A person is not mistapek b'muat. Yesh lo mone rotsa mosayim. So it's really a shtickle insight into yesh lo mone rotsa mosayim. We think, you know, okay, you have a taiva. And as you feed the taiva, you have more of a taiva. And that maybe is poshut pshat. But the Chavis Halvavus really is saying that the balgaiva, the Baal Gaiva feels that always more is coming to him. It doesn't have to come from taiva, the Yesh Lo Mone Rotsa Mosayim. It could come from a tenua of Gaiva. The Baal Gaiva is not mistapik b'muat, because he feels it's coming to him. An onav, a true onav, feels that whatever he has is a gift, and he's appreciative of whatever he has, and he feels he doesn't even deserve this. That's his hergish, that's his attitude towards life. Everything is, he's appreciative and he's thankful, and mechitesi, I should even have this, and I don't even deserve this. And oh, Baruch Hashem, thank you. And so he's mistapik b'muat. Ki mi, shenichnas ha-bozchichas hadas v'hagaiva, someone who has become, unfortunately, who has been stricken with this mid of gaiva, lo yaspik ha-olam, v'meshe yesh bo l'chal kolosal. The whole world's not enough, because he deserves more, right? It's an interesting psychological insight that it doesn't have to come from taiva. It can come from a feeling of entitlement, of a feeling that he deserves more. Nachmas godel she'ifosav, he feels more is coming to him. He scorns, you offer him something that you offer him a salary, he scorns that, he laughs at that. I deserve much more. He scorns, he's mamayit, he despises, he's maktin. He also, what happens psychologically to this Baal Gaiva is, it's like a chain effect, because he always feels he deserves more, and more is coming to him, so ironically he ends up spoiling what he does have. See, Itaka doesn't enjoy it. It's like dust in his mouth. It's like if you give a guy something, so he appreciates it, he makes a bracha, he enjoys it. The guy that feels he should be getting more, so he's maktin. That's what the Chavis Halvavus is saying, and it's really, he's maktin and he's mamayit what he has, because like he has to feel it's not enough. He has to. That's his... his feeling is, it's not enough, I deserve more. So ironically, he ends up spoiling what he does have because he can't enjoy it. It's like dust in his mouth, ashes. It's irksome to him. It just makes him feel annoyed. So he doesn't enjoy, he ends up not enjoying what he has. But if he's an onav, he doesn't have a sense of entitlement. He doesn't have the sense of it's coming to him. He doesn't feel he deserves more. So whatever he has, he's thankful for. And then Baruch Hashem. Lo yeh lenafsho erech be'enav. He doesn't feel that anything's coming to him automatically. Everything is a gift. Mashin is damado ba'olam estapik bo lemezono v'chol tzrachov. So what he has, he uses. V'kach yeh lo menuchas nefesh. He's talking about the person that's mistapik b'muat is calm and he's serene. And he's not lohud, he's not looking for more things, he's not going crazy. He has menuchas nefesh, the leiv shokei, He doesn't have stress. He's not stressed out. The yochal mashin is damen lo. He doesn't need gourmet foods. He doesn't need gourmet foods. I went to one of these dinners. Remember that art scroll dinner I went to? I went to another such dinner. Now it's the style I see. MTJ made a dinner. It was like a opulent, disgusting, really. It doesn't pass. Okay, that's how they make money. I don't know. They're also teaching people that it's beit chinuch. I want a moicha. They had cholin. I couldn't recognize what people were washing on. It was like the little teeny rolls the size of a ball of gum, but it was like hamotzi. It was like I guess they wanted everybody to wash on the cholin. It was very opulent. What can I say? All right, I know all the excuses. Anyway, a person who's an onav doesn't need gourmet foods. Yulbash masha motza, he doesn't need the latest style of clothing. The yishan hecher she'efshar, like on the chair in the shul, the base marriage. The hama'at ba'ola mastik lo man v'sanuso. This is an insight in the Chayvus Haldovus that an onav will be mistapik b'muat, and therefore he'll be serene and calm and no stress. And that's a benefit in Olam Hazeh of Anova. Bahageya kula lo yamali trochav l'godol she'ifosav. He always needs a better house. He always has to keep up with the Joneses. Or he feels just on his own that he deserves a better house, that he must have a better house. I stayed Shabbos in Lakewood in a complex like 2 miles from the yeshiva. I don't know how you could live in such a house, really. I don't know if people live like that. I don't mind the space. Space is good. It's good to have space if you can have. But what you do with that space? But you fill it up with, I don't know. It was good to come back. If I would have stayed one more day, I wouldn't have come back. these Hasidish stories always end that way. And if you would have stayed one more minute, But I talked about it in my speech by the Sheva Brothers. I said, I said, I'm very happy to be here. I didn't realize how many things I need. And my son took me on Friday to a Walmart. He had to buy something. I said, oh, that mom is like, you, like, I need that. I need, you don't know how you ever survived without all those things. It's very dangerous to walk into Walmart. I think their advertising slogan, their mission, Walmart's mission is you don't have to be rich like to buy whatever you want. I think that's their mission statement. You know, they talk about mission statements. I think that's Walmart's mission statement. Something like that. That like even poor people can buy like to their heart's desire. It's really, I don't know. It's good we all escaped America. It's good. We have to make sure we don't let it encroach here. Okay. I'll be talking more about it. it's a very big insight in Chayvus Halvavus that it can come from Gaiva. Because of Gaiva, more big insight. No, the second benefit in Olam Hazeh is that if you have a hard life, if difficult times happen to you, the onav can tolerate. The onav won't be korei tagar on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The onav doesn't feel entitled. That's the yesod. The onav feels everything he gets is a gift. He doesn't deserve anything. Nothing's coming to him. So he'll accept difficulties in his life, because he doesn't have a sense of entitlement. Like we say, who says the car has to start in the morning? Where's it written that it's supposed to start? V'hasheni she'onav sovel ba'ez chalus ha'pagoan bo. When things happen to him, he tolerates it. V'hiz ha'pech ha'matzov negdo machmashifluso v'risun she'ifoso. Because he's bound in, he doesn't have big hasagas. The Balgaiva gets angry. He says, like, how... He doesn't maybe express these words, but that's what's going on in his mind, Chavos HaLevavos says. Like, how dare this happen to me? This can't happen to me. Like, this can't be happening to me. This shouldn't be happening to me. He gets angry. Rav HaKas, the Chasar Savlonus, he can't tolerate it. He can't be sovel pegoyim. He's resentful. He's resentful when something happens to him. Beis pias abegorim olav machmas sechichus daitoy benafsho vegodel sheifoso veis vias ritzono b'matzavo. What does that mean? He's not happy. He deserves more. So when things don't go the way he would like them to go, he gets angry. He's angry at Hashem. He's angry at his wife. He's angry at his kids. He's angry at the matzav. He's angry at Israel. He's angry at everybody. He's angry because he didn't get what he wants. The Maimar Hakosav al Nishoyim matzav zeh. Pasuk in Yeshayahu expresses this thought. Eich nefalto mishamayim Hillel ben Shachar. It's an expression, it means the morning star. It refers to a specific person that was a Balgaiva, that was a king. Nigdakta la'oretz cholesh alei goyim. Okay, Ushlishi. Benefit number three in Olam Hazeh is that an onav is well liked by people. Because he's not overbearing, he's not condescending, he doesn't have to get his own way, he doesn't feel that he knows better, certainly not automatically, he doesn't ride roughshod, it's called, over other people, so he's more of a mavrius, people like him. She'onav yesh lo chein, be'enei b'nei adam, v'ohuv aleihem, he's loved by them, they like him, he has chein, they just say, that guy has chein. He's not overbearing, he's unassuming. They're modest and unassuming. The core of the Hishabari Mohim will be the Snage Kiminagosov. He doesn't do things different. It's Nakuda, again, you have to balance it out, but he says he doesn't stand out. He's not interested in standing out. I would add, even if people do something wrong, so, you know, he's more likely to go along with Minig HaMokom, even if it's not 100% Reiskehalten. Maybe if it touches upon the borders of wrong al pidin, so we'll do it privately. We won't make a big deal out of it. We won't. When my son got married, it's for a good cause. I would have done the same thing. My son got married, so he davened Friday. What was the story? I think the first week after he was married, they davened. They made a minyan in someone's house Friday night. I forgot why. Not a gay one. So the chazan started saying Mogi Novos. They started saying the Brocha Achas Me'ein Shalom. Now, we're familiar with the din in Mishnah Berurah that if you make an ad hoc minyan, you don't say that Brocha. When you, right? Let's say there's a Sheva Brachas and you make an ad hoc minyan, so you don't say. So he started like, I said, you don't say the Bracha. So he said, we do say the Bracha. Like, anyway, his Shver HaTainus, my Mechud, the Shver HaTainus to me afterwards, he shouldn't have, you know, like, you come to a place, you know. So he tainted. It's a psak in the Mishnah Berurah. It's a psak in the Mishnah Berurah. You don't say minig. What do you mean minig hamokom? It's wrong. The Mishnah Berurah passes. So there was a difference of opinion. And, my son, so that means I would have done the same thing. So it was an interesting, like, it was almost like a different approaches. You know, a different approach. Some people are more. You know, say, listen, minig hamokom, what do you make a tumul for? They probably know what they're doing, etc., etc. So that's what the Chavos HaLevavos is talking about. You can't apply it to anything. I'm not tushteling anything. Certainly, if people are doing something wrong, you have to Sometimes you do have to stand up and take a stand if they're doing something wrong. You have to know when to apply it. But his point is that an anav will be more likely to go along with the way things are done. You know, he won't. So when I first came to Eretz Yisrael, I always tell over this story. My traumatic experience when I first came here, I'm still affected by it 11 years later, 10 and a half years later. I had a very traumatic experience. It was my first week here. So I was having the seeking in my shul, my shulayim, and there was only one kohen. There were other kohenim, and the chazan was a kohen. And so he started duchening. Now in America, when that happened, Mishnah Berurah paskins, and no one's chaylik, right? That when the kohen is not the only chazan, so he doesn't duchen. When the kohen is not the in Eretz Yisrael, I see now, 10 years later, that he universally does. But when I came here, it was like wrong. Mishnah Berurah paskins, no. I have not yet found who's maybe. You know. Anyway, so after davening, I went over to the. I didn't say anything by davening. I'm not that nuts. But after davening, I went over to the rav. Not really the rav. The poisit of the kehila there of Bunsdorf. And I said, like, you know, what's going on? So he just gave me a look. Very traumatic. He said, that's how we do things here. So I said, well, I told my wife, like, they could pull out a statue and bow down to it. I'm not saying another word. That's how we do things here. So I don't, not another word out of me. That's it. So that's what the Chacham Elvis is saying, though. It's a nekuda. That an unav is more likely to just go along with the minhag ha'makom. He doesn't feel he knows better. There were rabbanim there before him. So Manela, people like him. He's not always going around showing how much he knows. You know, there are people, we've probably all met such people once, at least once in our lives, who like to go around showing how everything you're doing is wrong. You're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong. And there's a sheet that's like this and a sheet that's like that. His third point is that the Onav has chen b'nei adam, and people like him. People feel comfortable with him. They don't, he's not critical. He's not always criticizing and making a point and showing that he's right. For Omru al Achad Hamalachim, you find this out on a date. I know when my daughter dated, like, there's some guys, like, they make the mistake, like, they want to show they. So they make the mistake of criticizing everything. This is wrong, that's wrong, people do this wrong, people do that wrong. It's a big turnoff, as Allah says. Ukvaram Ralachat HaMalachim, he tells the story of a king, Sheka Asher Hoya Mahalech Hoya Chosh Bahali Chosu. He would walk quickly in the street. Now kings would normally like walk very stately, I think the word is. Sedately, slowly. Ekev b'tzad gadol, v'nisha l'sida sadova. So they asked him why. I don't think any of the Chavis of all the stories are ever true, by the way. Apocryphal stories. Some say that his stories are taken from non-Jewish sources. Iron blogs. You know, they're the ones that are interested in such things. Where the Chavis of all the stories come from. Omar, so he said, Kizer Yoser Rochok Min Hagaiva. You hear? He says, I want to walk like everybody walks. A commoner walks in the street at a brisk pace. He's usually, you know, he's doing something. He's busy. He can't let the opportunity slip by. He doesn't want to be late. A king, you know, he strolls along, and if anybody's waiting, they're going to wait for him, right? They're going to wait for him. He's the king. So he says he wants to walk like everybody walks. So he says Yoser Rochok Min Hagaiva. Now he says Umihar Lemiloi Tzrochok. There's a funny sentence here. He says this is furthering myself from Gaiva, walking quickly at a brisk pace. And also, I'm also in a rush to get things done. So I saw some of Farshim learn it's like two different things. But I don't think so. I think that's his point. It means the idea of walking fast in order, as if like I'm in a rush to take care of things, so that is anova, right? A king, or Baal Gaiva, so the world's going to wait for him. You know, there are people who are always late. I don't mean someone who's always late is necessarily a Baal Gaiva. Some people have a different midara that makes them always late. But it might be Gaiva. That's the idea that the Chazal is saying. You know, they're going to wait for me. Let them wait for me. An Onav will feel like they'll be on time because I'm going to wait for him. He doesn't want to be late. Well, why should they wait for him? Maybe he should wait for them. I always have that fight with my wife. Why should I wait for you? Maybe you wait for me once in a while. Anyway, so the king with Vidavka walked quickly. He walked quickly because he wanted to be misnaig like an onav. Meaning, but the point in the context of the Chodesh Halvavos, it's the idea of being misnaig kemin hagosa. That's why I think it's like lav davka. If he's making the point misnaig kemin hagosa, that means the king really had nothing to do. He wasn't rushing to do something. He just, you know, that's how everybody walked around, so he didn't want to stand out in his manner of walking either. V'nishalach al hachachamim, another story, a chacham was asked, b'meha yisarosh levnei dorecha, why did you think, like how do you, it's like saying to someone, the Gemara sometimes says, b'meha rachta yomim, yadav brachas, so he was like, how did you become the God of Lador? No, people not alert as much as you do. Maybe better. Like, why are you like the man? Omar, he answered, because my attitude towards people is always to see them as having a mila over me. I look, it's like you say you look for a mila in people. I look for a mila in what way they're better than I am. Shimhoya Chochami Mani, more intelligent, Amarti, Unishmal Hashem Yoser, Mimani, he's able to be more obedient to Hashem, Machmas Yisron Chochmosu Al Chochmosi. Vimhoya Pochos Mimani Bechochmo, if he's less intelligent than me, Amarti, my attitude towards him would be, Zechesh Bono Biyomadin Pochos Mimani. He's going to get away with a lot of things on the Yom Adin that I'm Poshim not going to get away with. Because I am more aware. I'm more aware of things. Hashem is going to have more timeness to me. Vishani Moritzi Dvar Hashem Bemezid, Umamr Bishoge, Bimhoya Godal Bimeni Begil, older, Amarti Zer Rabu Schuyosov, Neshe Kedomani Baolom, Bimhoya Tsor Bimeni, Amarti Zer Chatov Puchusum of Ne Hashem Bimeni. He trained himself to look for things in which a person excelled over him. And that was his attitude towards people. He's better than me. You know, a lot of people think they look for ways in which they're better than the other guy. Okay, but I'm better than him in this, and I'm better than him in this. And he looked for ways in which the other person excelled over him. His thoughts are purer than mine. I know what I do wrong. I don't refrain. And that's why he's motzachem b'enei people. People like that. People, this is part of what it says in Pirkei Avos, called a boreach min hakavod, the kavod chases him. That's why he's fine tzachem b'enei people, because he's mechabit people. Call him mechabit as a brios, right? People like him, people are comfortable with him, people don't feel he's out to get them. And that's the third benefit of Olam Hazeh. The first benefit of an onav is he's able to be mistapik b'muat. The second benefit of Olam Hazeh is he's able to handle disappointments in life He's able to handle problems with calm nature, with serenity. And the third benefit is that people like him. He has friends, and people like being around him. Very, very interesting. Very interesting. The Rebbe brings down this memra as also meaning to look at him. I look for something in the person that, you know, to be done on the kafschus in case I see something funny. But he's using it as part of his story that I look for something in him that is superior to me. And he sees that also as part of being down the kafschus. Not sure how or why, but that's what he's saying. For Omru having a Kabbalah is called Adam to save upon him Yafos, which he obviously takes to me not just to give a nice smile, but to honor everyone, to taka honor everyone, and to truly honor them. And everyone has a mila, to look at a mila. I mean, that's part of Kafschus, that's what he's learning. Everyone has a mila, to say, this guy gives more tzaka than me, this guy is more sincere, this guy is more friendly. So you look for ways to honor people. That's obviously how Chaim Zavod, this is learning. Have a mekabel is kolod and save upon him yafos. For amru have ishtal ruach b'fnei kolodon. That really is, you know, seemingly more the ma'isa apropos of what the Chavis Halvavah's point is. It's directly his point. Have ishtal ruach b'fnei kolodon. But maybe he is throwing in an interpretation there. When we learn the Mishnah, we would say have ishtal ruach b'fnei kolodon just means, you know, be another amongst people. But he's really saying b'fnei kol adam, maybe it's nichlal in what he's saying, the interpretation of like b'fnei kol adam in regard to all people, like look for maila in them where they excel over you. So your shal ruach b'fnei kol adam regarding other people. Omru la'olam e'odam rach kikoneh. This is also a mid of an onov. Not quite sure how it relates to the last thing he talked about, or what it does relate to. It seems to be more of the first and second thing. Lo lemi odem rach kekona, soft like a reed, v'ali hikasha ke'erez. You have to be able to bend, to be accommodating. L'fikach zocho kulmus, that's a reed, is the pen. Lichtebo sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzos, because of its innate anova, innate humbleness, innate willing and readiness to bend. So these are the three milas of Olam Hazeh. The Ravi should be Yoni Olam Haba. Right? You say being anova is not a mitzvah necessarily. So why does it get you to Olam Haba? I mean, it's a good midah. It's a fundamental midah. If you remember, the Chavis Halvavos explained it as being the fundamental midah that tied in with the way he interprets Kniya or Anova, which is Lagabe Hashem. And if you remember, in the last perek, he spent a lot of time describing that Kniya, Anova, being what it is, so it bespeaks being an Eved Hashem. And everything you do without Kniya is worthless, so to speak, because we're talking about a lifetime of avodah. So it's not like everything's meaningless until you hit the ideal and you become perfect. That's a difficulty in learning Chavis Halvavos. I keep reminding us all that the Chavis Halvavos speaks in extremes, extreme meaning, he's talking already about how you should look at the end of your life. Certainly, it takes a long time to build up to it. And it takes time to think about these things and to work on them. But, Anova is an Eved. Anova is that you're an Eved Hashem, and everything, if you don't develop Anova, then you're not doing things as an Eved Hashem. It's worthless. Worthless again. Lefi Erech, where you're holding. But the point is, worthless, meaning if you don't do things as an Eved Hashem, it's worthless. All the mitzvahs, all the Torah, everything you have to do as an Eved Hashem, which is Kliya in the Chayvus Halvonis' world. So I managed to stretch out that we shouldn't start the next portion. So we'll stop here, and next week we'll finish Shara Kliya in Hashem. Better than going to see those houses.
I'm not.
I'm talking about guys.